it necessary to do so. This after 213 people died and nearly 10,000 were infected with the coronavirus. Mkhize was briefing the media at the NICD in Johannesburg.
We do consider the full ramifications of repatriation or emergency evacuation and realize that it's very much an exercise of weighing up the risk versus the benefits. So we'll continue to monitor the situation on a day-by-day basis. What remains a key principle is limiting the movement. The more we move people around, the more we enable the spread. We are very sensitive to the anxieties of South African citizens and their families.
Five learners from Rasivachera Primary School in Limpopo have been released from hospital following suspected food poisoning. One is still receiving treatment. SGB Chairperson Alex Ndau.
We have already informed the police. We were having the meeting. They said they will contact the relevant stakeholders so that they can take this into consideration. It's come from the shop around the town, though I don't want to mention the shop.
And finally, a new study says within the next century, cervical cancer could be eradicated across the world. Here's the BBC's Emily Haller with the story.
Most cases of cervical cancer are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV. It's an infection that can be passed on through skin-to-skin contact, but it can be vaccinated against. The World Health Organization has a draft plan to eliminate the cancer, and two studies published in the Lancet Medical Journal say that if this strategy is followed, more than 62 million lives could be saved in the next 100 years.
Recapping the top story at 11, new Eskom CEO André de Ruyter has described load shedding as unavoidable, reiterating that the system remains constrained. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox.